Welcome back to another episode of I'm No Rookie. My mission is to help you move from feeling stuck and frustrated in your current therapist management role within the spa and beauty wellness industry. I want to help you in taking action to pivot into a career or work on a passion project that excites you. So let's get into today's topic. The beauty and wellness industry has become one of the fastest growing industries in the world. As the demand for beauty and wellness services continue to grow, so does the need for professionals to educate and train the next generation of beauty wellness experts. There are two popular career paths in the industry. They are beauty wellness teacher and beauty wellness trainer. Today, we're going to explore these two career paths in more detail, including the skills and experience required, the job responsibilities, and the opportunities for growth and success. So, a beauty and wellness teacher is responsible for educating students on a wide range of topics related to beauty and wellness, of course. This can include hair care, skin care, makeup, nutrition, and so much more. To become a teacher, you typically need several years of experience in the industry as well as a teaching degree or certification. To be a successful beauty and wellness teacher, you must possess strong communication skills, in-depth industry knowledge, patience, and the ability to work with various students. You must also have creativity and that ability to develop engaging lesson plans to keep your students interested and motivated. As a beauty wellness teacher, you'll be responsible for developing lesson plans, creating teaching materials, and delivering lectures on hands-on training to students. You must also evaluate your students' progress, provide feedback, and support their learning throughout the education journey. When we're looking at the opportunities for growth and success, as a teacher, you may work for various organizations and settings, which can include beauty schools, vocational colleges, wellness centers, spas, salons, or you could be a freelance instructor. As the demand for quality education in the industry continues to grow, there are many opportunities for growth and success as a beauty and wellness teacher. You may advance to a leadership position such as department head, program director, curriculum developer, or choose to specialize in a particular education sector. So let's look at what a beauty wellness trainer does in comparison. So a beauty and wellness trainer is responsible for training and coaching beauty professionals on the latest techniques, products, trends in the industry. To become a trainer, you typically need several years of experience working as a beauty professional and a certification in teaching or coaching. To be successful as one, you must possess excellent presentation skills, public speaking skills, have the updated knowledge of the industry and trends and techniques, patience, again, similar to what the teacher needed, and the ability to work with various learners. You must also have strong interpersonal skills to build relationships with trainees and the ability to provide constructive feedback and support. As a beauty wellness trainer, you will be responsible for kind of developing and delivering training programs, providing hands-on coaching and feedback, and evaluating the effectiveness of your training. You may also be responsible for conducting research and staying up to date with the latest trends and techniques. As a trainer, you may find yourself working for various organizations and institutions such as beauty schools, academies, salons, and spas, or even as an independent consultant. There are many opportunities for growth and success as a trainer in the industry, such as being a training manager, a director, especially if you choose to specialize in a particular field. So when we are looking at the comparisons of a beauty wellness teacher and a beauty wellness trainer, the combination have very similar skills and experience required. The beauty wellness teacher may also become a trainer and vice versa. Combining the two career paths can offer many benefits, including increased job opportunities, enhanced skill sets, and greater earning potential. For example, a beauty wellness teacher may become a trainer to share their knowledge and experience with established beauty professionals. Alternatively, a beauty wellness trainer may become a teacher to educate and shape the next generation of beauty and wellness professionals. No matter which career path you choose in the beauty and wellness industry, several key tips for success can help you reach full potential. The first one, stay current on all industry trends and techniques. So you can attend online workshops, in-person workshops, conferences, continue education courses, do whatever you can to make sure that you stay ahead of the curve. Next, you want to develop strong relationships with industry professionals, including your fellow teachers, trainers, colleagues, mentors, those movers and shakers in the industry. You must remain passionate and committed to your work and show a genuine interest in helping your clients or students achieve their goal. I think it's so important when it comes to technology, you need to embrace it. Do not fight it, even with AI. So when I look at those two, so think about technology, think about social media, think about AI, think about how all these tools, all of these things can help you to connect with clients, students, and industry professionals. Also, be open to feedback. Consistently seek ways to improve your skills and knowledge. Do not take things offensively. Be open to constructive feedback. There are several key factors to consider when you're considering a career path in the beauty and wellness industry. These include the skills and interest, your career goals, and availability of job opportunities in the area that you're in. So if you enjoy teaching and you're passionate about sharing your knowledge and experience with others, then a career as a beauty wellness teacher may be just right for you. The career path is ideal for individuals who enjoy working in structured educational settings and interested in helping others achieve their goals. On the other hand, if you enjoy coaching and mentoring and want to work directly with beauty professionals, then a beauty wellness trainer career may be the best fit. This career path is ideal for individuals who enjoy working in a fast-paced, hands-on environment and are interested in staying up to date with the latest trends and techniques. It's so important to consider the availability of the job opportunities where you are or where you're planning to move to. While the beauty and wellness industry is growing rapidly, job availability can vary depending on the location. So be sure to research the job market in your area and consider factors such as job growth and competition when making career path decisions, especially financial decisions. As I mentioned, the beauty and wellness industry offers so much exciting career paths, including teaching and training. So if you're interested in pursuing a career as a beauty and wellness teacher or trainer, obtaining the right qualifications is essential to success. Two highly regarded qualifications in the industry are the SIBTAC Level 3 award in education and training and the Level 4 certificate in education and training. But how do you know which one is right for you? The Level 3 award in education and training is a qualification that provides individuals with the skills, knowledge required to become competent and effective trainers or teachers. This qualification is ideal for individuals interested in teaching practical skills in the beauty and wellness industry, as well as a theory. It covers teaching fundamentals, including planning and delivering lessons, assessing learners, and providing feedback. When it comes to a Level 4 certificate in education and training, it's for those interested in teaching or in current teaching roles where they can gain their hours. So this is a step above. This qualification covers various topics, including planning and delivering lessons, assessing learners, managing learning environments, and so much more. This is ideal for individuals who want to take their teaching skills to the next level and develop a more in-depth understanding of teaching and learning. When deciding between the SIBTAC Level 3 and Level 4, it's important to consider the career goals and aspirations. If you want to teach practical skills in beauty and wellness, then the SIBTAC Level 3 award may be the right choice. However, if you're interested in teaching at a higher level and want to develop a more in-depth understanding of teaching and learning, then the Level 4 is right for you. So whether you choose to become a beauty and wellness teacher, a trainer, or combine There are many opportunities to positively impact the industry by educating and training the next generation of beauty and wellness professionals. With dedication, hard work, and passion for the industry, you can achieve your career goals and contribute to the continued growth and success of the beauty and wellness industry. If today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Subscribe to I'm No Rookie and share this episode with someone who may need to hear it also. If this is something that you've been considering for a number of years, it might be the thing for you to work on. So feel free to send me a direct DM in Instagram or message me on LinkedIn. I look forward to hearing from you. So until next week, keep shining and remember, you're no rookie in the game of life.